Hey guys, what is up? This is Chris coming to you live from a lovely island of Cyprus. Another beautiful sunny day. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are crushing it. Hope you guys are enjoying this thing called life, creating all this magic. I just love, you know, soaking up the sun and being outside while I'm doing this podcast. It's such a gift, such a gift. Earth is such a gift. So today is Tuesday. And on Tuesdays, we talk about business, the business world. How important it is to your success as a person. I mean, you know, like when you measure the success of a person, money always comes into play. And money isn't going to bring you the happiness, but money is going to bring you more of everything. And if you want to be successful in life, money is going to be a thing which you will have to accumulate. And it's not going to be whether you like it or not, you're going to like it. Because to accumulate a lot of money, you're going to have to change your mindset about money. Of course, there are a lot of people who make a lot of money and they're not happy. And that's normal. But there's also, you need to focus on the people who make a lot of money but are happy. Those people are the true winners. Those people are the true successes of this world. Because, I mean, you know, in life, you need to be successful in everything. It's going to be money. It's going to be family, it's going to be the relationships, it's going to be fitness, health, inner fulfillment, spirituality. It's going to be all of these things. And money is going to give you the luxury to do more of these things. Because, I mean, think about it. Whatever you do, when in any way you're serving people, in your own unique, we all have a unique way of serving people. I'm a firm believer of that. I know that. We can all be great. Every human being was engineered for success in a certain sector. Not everybody finds that success, but you can find it. If you make the choice to find it, you will find it. And the more you serve, the more you're going to get back. Any service you make, guys, you're going to have to get money for it. And the better your service becomes, the more money you're going to get. And that's it, period. That doesn't make you evil. You need to get that idea out of your head, if it's in your head. Because there's so many people who think like, oh, he's making a lot of money, so he's evil. Or, you know, he's shady and he's making, he's coning people. No. The more money you make, it means the more people you've served, the more people you've reached. And the bigger your business is, corporation, service, whatever it is, product, the more people you're going to serve. I mean, how amazing is that? The more money you make, it means the more people you influence, the more lives you changed. Get that idea in your head. You don't even think about the money, and the money just appears, you know? Sorry about that. You think about in terms of service, and then money just comes as a byproduct, because that's how it is. Money is a byproduct of success. And it's a good thing. Think of it as a blessing. Don't think of it as a curse. When you think of it as a blessing, you're going to get the money. And if you're getting the money, it means you're serving the people. And what else do you need from life? I mean, if you know that, imagine you're waking up every day in the morning and you know that today I've served 100 people. I've served 1,000 people. I've served 5,000 people. I'm serving people when I sleep because I have a product that's out there and it's helping people in some way. I mean, how amazing is that? Visualize that feeling. How amazing is that? Seriously, that's so amazing. I believe that's one of the biggest fulfillments, at least for me, you know? That's beautiful. You know that you matter. You know that you're making somebody's life better. That's the greatest gift. You should be so thankful about that. So start thinking about money in a different way, if you're not already. You don't focus on the money. You focus on your service. But at the same time, you love money. You know it's coming and you love it in a good sense. You don't love it in a sense of, oh, money, I'm not going to spend any money because I love my money. You know, be carefree about money. Money is just a piece of paper which you can make every day if you so wish to. You can make as much money as you wish to. You can have as much freedom as you wish to. For example, for me, money is freedom. That's how I think about it, you know? If you associate money with a feeling, it will be much better for you. I mean, for me, money gives me the feeling of freedom, financial freedom. That's what I want. I want to be financially free so that I can travel, so that I can meditate, so I can read my books for 5 hours a day. That's what's driving me. That's my drive. You need to find your drive for money. Why do you want to make money? Do you want to travel? Do you want to eat healthier? Do you want to have the luxury of buying different kinds of clothing? That's okay, man. That's A-okay. Do you want a house in the Hamptons? Do you want a house in the tallest mountain of the world? That's okay. That's your desire. That's not my desire. Like, it's all about your desires. When you find your desires, you're going to realize that you need the money for that. And I mean, money will buy you time. Money will buy you luxury. Money will buy you your food. Money will more or less buy everything. And I know how it sounds, but that's how it is. And that's A-okay, guys. You need to be happy about it. If you're thinking about money from a good perspective, it'll be so good. You know, money doesn't make you bad. That's a really false pretext that a lot of people have. Money just gives you more of what you are. Because if you're eating healthy and you don't have a lot of money, but then you make money, you're going to be eating more healthy. When you don't have money, you're going to be a better person when you have the money, because you're going to be able to offer more. You're going to have more time to be a good person because you've got more money. You see what I mean? And if, for example, if you're doing drugs, and let's say you're doing cocaine and you're doing 5 lines, when you don't have money, when you make more money, you're going to be making 40 and 50 lines because that's more of what you are, you know? I take these thoughts with you, think about it, and don't worry about money. It's just a part of the game, and you need to play the game if you want to live this life. Thank you for listening, guys. I hope you're going to have a magical day ahead. Stay strong, stay motivated, and you only lose when you stop.